You're watching Fighting Dirty with Hank Walsh.
Hey, Sterile Process Universe, you are watching Fighting Dirty, and I am excited to have in the studio today with me for the first time ever on Beyond Clean Video, Justin Poulin. Welcome, Justin.
Well, thanks, Hank. You dragged me in here kicking and screaming. I've always loved doing audio, been podcasting for many years, but going into the video world is going to be a new experience for me.
Yeah. That's what you always say. But I'm excited on this particular show to talk about how Beyond Clean came about. We get that question all the time. I guess besides what do? The second most common question is, how did y'all get started? What's the background story? So I really want to get in that today.
Yeah, I think that'll be great. And we have told this story many times, but not on the podcast, not to anybody who follows us on social media. And I think it is a good place to start. And if you're going to bring me on for the first time and you're going to force me to do video, let's just start where it all began.
Right. So I'll tell my story. I think you actually started before I did in the timeline of podcasting and everything else. But I started my sterile processing career back in 2009 as a frontline technician. And at that point, if you would have told me in 8 years I would have started an international podcast on sterile processing, I would have thought you were absolutely crazy. But through that time as a frontline technician into management, I really saw an opportunity to write in this space and to create content on the kinds of topics that I felt like a lot of folks were not giving enough attention to or focus on. So I began writing, primarily on LinkedIn. And through that LinkedIn presence, that's kind of where you found me.
Yeah, I reached out to you in the summer of 2017. It was a really good time to reach out to you. And my background was as a registered nurse, and I worked for many years before moving over to the dark side, as everybody loves to say. Joined a sales force, got some really great training, and in a company that was completely educationally focused. Had the opportunity to speak at lots of national and regional seminars, honed my speaking skills, even though I had been podcasting since the early 2000s, but in the sports world. And I'd always thought, boy, wouldn't it be great to bring this to my professional life? But it's also a little bit of a gamble, right? Because you're representing brands, and if they don't like what you have to say on your podcast, right, you have to be careful about that. But I got to a point, and I think I realize now that I'm an entrepreneur, and it took me until much later in life to realize that. But I got back into the instrument repair space, and that summer, I was trying to get myself back up to speed on what had been going on in the industry, and saw you on LinkedIn, and had somebody that I worked with say, have you followed Hank Balch? He's really got a lot of great things to say. And at that point, I thought to myself, you know, I've wanted to bring podcasting to my professional world, to healthcare. And if I'm going to do that, you need to be partnered with somebody who's already got an audience. And Hank, you had an amazing audience. And so that's how I stumbled upon you. I can't believe you replied to some random LinkedIn message asking you if you wanted to do a podcast, especially since you couldn't even see yourself doing an international podcast.
Right.
So the fact that you said yes has really changed both of our lives, and I feel, you know, really blessed to be able to sit here and tell this story today.
It's a testimony to a couple of things. You know, number one, timing, because just a few weeks after you reached out to me randomly, someone else sent a very similar email and said, hey, Hank, would you ever consider doing a sterile processing podcast? And I had to reply to that person to say, well, actually, we're working on it right now. You know, so number one, timing. Number two, to be willing to say yes to something, even if you're scared about it, because I'm the least comfortable public speaker that you're probably ever going to meet. And the idea of constantly recording my voice and having that out into the world was not exciting for me, but I said yes because I really believed in the vision that you proposed for really disrupting education in this space. And I'm so glad, like you said, you know, looking back on it now, the timing worked out, and a little dose of bravery, I guess, you know, has really paid great dividends.
You had a really good post on LinkedIn about bravery. And the other thing I'll say is to anybody out there who does have a little bit of that entrepreneurial spirit, like, I waited a very long time before I decided to do this. And yet I came in just under the wire by a month. And so not only does it take bravery, but you've got to get rid of that hesitancy. Whatever holds you back, you've got to figure out how to forge forward. And it didn't line up right because maybe there wasn't another voice, right? You were the person and that was the right time and we were very fortunate. But at the same time, if you've got a great idea and you want to carry it forward, you've got to take all of that negative Nancy in your mind. Don't let it stop you and make sure that you go full bore. Even in the sporting world, when I did the podcasting, I was way ahead of it. Podcasting didn't even monetize or become popular until at least 8, maybe 10 years after I started my podcast in 2004. But I learned a lot of lessons along the way. And so the timing is more about whether the world is ready for you, but you're always ready to do something that you're passionate about and that you love.
Yeah, that's right, Justin. And I want to encourage anyone who's watching this video, you know, to bottle up that bravery and do something big with it, especially as we look back at where and how Beyond Clean has grown and just brought tremendous teammates on board, from Bob Mars, Michael Matthews, Lindsay Brown, Peter Nickel, Chuck Hughes. The names are continuing to grow and eventually will continue to grow because we view this mission to be the central nexus for the people, the products, and the processes that are pushing our industry forward. We really view that as the core opportunity in our industry today. To that point, I want to encourage folks to build your own Beyond Clean. It doesn't have to be a podcast, obviously, or it could, but we want to promote and encourage innovators out there to take those big ideas, to be brave, and actually do something awesome with it. And speaking of awesome things, Justin, I think we've got a couple more awesome things planned for 2020.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, I'll just say we didn't even expect this to become a business. We tell people that often, that it almost formed itself by accident. It was a labor of love, something that we wanted to do. And we want to get this voice out for the sterile processing community, and we're not going to be able to do it alone. Beyond Clean isn't going to champion this to the level of expectation that Hank and I have for this job, and we all have this work to do. We need to have more and more awareness around sterile processing and the challenges every day. And so we're going to put a little teaser out there. This is definitely not going to be the last time you're going to see me on video. Talk about forcing somebody out of their comfort zone. Here we go, but be on the lookout for a new concept called Beyond the Tour, which you'll have a lot more information on. There's going to be a little bit of a release party going on at ISHM 2020 at the annual conference and expo, so stay tuned for that.
Why aren't your customers reading your blog posts? Why isn't your company's one post a week getting all the reach, engagement, and buzz that you expected? You have great content. It's creative, consumable, and offers value to your audience. You should be making a social media splash, but then it doesn't happen and you are left wondering why. Your struggle may have nothing to do with the content, and it could have everything to do with your content flow. Some companies subscribe to the idea of a content drip, posting something every now and then, you know, to remind people that you exist. But that's not enough. Once or twice a month, possibly even weekly, every day folks are hit by a social media waterfall when they log into their accounts. Your company is competing for eyeballs, and what are the chances they'll scroll down far enough to see that one post a month? What's the likelihood your new graphic even crosses their newsfeed? You have an uphill battle to fight, and if you want to win, your content can't drip. Beyond Clean can help, offering an array of social media consulting services. Contact us today to start your free 45-day trial.